we are here at Ticket Stock, which has been such a great event for many years, and the Plano Event Center has been the home for it for a long time. It's been a couple other places, but Plano has hosted us for many of these Ticket Stock events. And over the years, when we are pumping up Ticket Stock and getting you ready and letting you know, hey, it's coming, I'm sure many of you familiar, you get it stuck in your head because we run these promos promoting the event.
Yes.
And it's always a song that you'll know that is changed into a song specifically for Ticket Stock.
As a matter of fact, spoke to my wife in the office yesterday. She had the television on, and there was a commercial that had the song on the commercial. So
I saw it.
It's like a furniture commercial.
I think it's Spectrum. Actually.
Is it really? Okay? Yeah. And it just made me pause.
Wait, the magic song?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was the first. So like, I had never heard this year's song before, and then I hear the Ticket Stock song. I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. I don't think I know this song. And then one day I'm just watching TV, and that commercial comes on. I'm like, that's a Ticket Stock song.
And I had my back turned to the television, and I thought maybe it was a Ticket Stock commercial.
Same.
So I kind of paused and I turned around, and it was just the real song.
Like, who the hell is this guy?
Okay, it's a Ticket Stock song. But that's what this thing is supposed to do. It's supposed to be an earworm, so you won't forget it. And a lot of people do get tired of it because we play it a lot. But that's the purpose of it, to do that. So we thought maybe we would go back and listen to a few of the promo songs from Ticket Stock's past and remember how much of an earworm those were. Now, Travis, I only have 3 written down here, so I'm missing one.
Okay.
I have 13, 15, and 16.
I think we also had, 24.
Oh, and this one. All right, so let's
24 last year.
Let's go with the one from. Do you remember the one from last year?
Last year was a Green Day song, "Welcome to Paradise," I believe.
That's right. Yeah.
And
welcome to Ticket Stock.
Right. Yeah. George sang it. It was a really good one, just because that's like my era of music that I like. It's punk rock. It's fun. It's a good time.
Let's listen to it.
And this is the this is what you would hear if you came out to Ticket Stock.
Okay.
Okay, now I remember. Yeah.
Last year was great because last year was the 30th anniversary, so that's why all of us were doing songs from
94
or at least the 90s, and of course the song Welcome to Paradise was off the Green Day album Dookie that dropped in 1994.
So if you come out to Ticket Stock tomorrow to hear the Time Wasters shut things down, you'll hear the Ticket Stock song live,
It's always the lead song of the set, because George, who usually performs these, we'll say, this is the last time you have to hear it so we can perform this and get it going. So let's go to the next one that we have from 2016. And this one was actually me on the Ticket Stock song.
I kind of forgot about this one. Like, I did not remember, as I'm going back through some of the older ones. I'm like, hey, I found a Donovan one.
Yes, yes. So let's go back and check that one out.
Texas Motor Speedway.
You used to call me, oh my.
Ticket Stock 2016.
You used to.
February 19th and 20th.
Yeah.
Irving Convention Center.
Don't just call it on your cell phone.
You're gonna need some fun, baby.
Anytime you need some fun, calling on your cell phone.
That ain't gonna get it done.
Isn't gonna get it done. Come on out to Ticket Stock.
It is what it is.
That can only mean good things.
It's a good thing, baby.
Round tables and autographs.
Time Wasters laying down the
And
sun.
The Time Wasters will sing. Irving, Texas is the city.
P1, P2, P3.
Got a reputation for yourself now.
Everybody.
You don't know this song?
So don't get left out.
Drake, yeah.
P1s don't get down. Don't be stressed out. Irving, Texas is the city. Ooh.
Details of theticket.com from Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM.
Let me tell you something.
that was in my head for a month and a half straight. After you do it, and then you hear it all the time, and I'm in the shower or something. You used to.
So do they?
That song was so big, man. You didn't. You don't know that song at all.
No,
it's massive.
What's the name of it?
Play the real one, Travis.
I know who Drake is.
No, I'm Tyler. I'm sorry.
Dang it,
Tip Sheet.
Travis,
I'm looking
it.
Right at you.
I know.
Travis, play it off your phone and hold it to your mic.
Here, let me pull it up on Spotify. So did y'all go to like the studio, like an actual studio to like record the whole thing? Or did you just lay down the track?
No, once you're down the hall.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Wow, that is amazing.
This would like intro just like a game. Like they would just bring this in out of a break.
This may have, if you look at Spotify to see the spins that this had, whatever platform.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Now you know it.
So call me on the phone, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't know that song. I've never heard that song in my life.
Play that again, Tip Sheet.
I don't listen to Canadian music.
Yeah.
Whoa.
He's so mad. You're so mad at what happened last night. Now, Hotline Bling was a huge, huge hit for Drake. So okay. That was 2016.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the year before 2015 and see what that earworm was for Ticket Stock promo.
Ticket Stock is on, makes us want to roll our windows down.
It's our biggest party of the year.
I know this
Ticket
one.
Ticket Stock. Coming to the Irvine Convention Center February 20th and 21st with special appearances by Hall of Famer Randy Johnson, plus Jamie Benn, Cole Beasley, Jason Spezza, and more.
Yeah, 21 years we've been throwing down. We're the best sports station in this here town. Oh, good
dude,
Lord,
Georgia's FGL voice is fantastic.
Okay.
Roll our windows down and cruise down 114 to that ICC in Irving Town. Can't lose with the ticket guys doing all their funny bits. Time wasters, wireless, and quick hits. So load up the truck and head on down to Ticket Stock. Just cruise.
Full event schedule at theticket.com.
Hey, that's really
cool.
Good.
Yeah,
that's
a good one. Really good. Really good.
That was Florida Georgia Line.
Yeah, you seem like you're a pretty big fan.
I like some Florida Georgia Line. They're a little poppy, but they're catchy, man.
He hit us with an FGL.
Like,
oh, okay.
All right, I'm gonna
like,
leave.
Well, FGL, you too. Yeah.
You know what?
FGL, you.
Come on, guys. That's the lingo.
All right, we have one more from 2013,
and this is my favorite of all time.
This one, it was so huge that it seemed like you had to, and I remember this distinctively. Also, check it out.
Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket presents Ticket Stock 2013.
At the Irving Convention Center, you'll have fun. Yeah! With drunk P1s. Yeah! At the Irving Convention Center, don't be a loon. Yeah! Visit a booth. Yeah! Before you say goodbye to that sweet part of you. You.
February 15th and 16th at the Irving Convention Center in Irving.
Come to Ticket Stock. Boom.
That's pretty solid. Dude, I still sing this song in my head. Just walking around the house, random days.
So this is Gangnam Style, right?
Gangnam Style.
That's awesome.
Brought to you in part 5, Bud Light. And Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Man, those earworms are real. And you hear people saying, man, I play this too much. You're trying to, you know, getting tired of it. I think that's one that there's no chance I'm getting tired of that.
No, never, never, ever.
But I walk to the bathroom during segments or whatever when we have a break. I'm singing the one that we play this year all the time.
Yeah, I was singing it this morning.
I think this one's going to go down as an all-timer.
Do you have the one for this year, Tip Sheet? Available?
Hot dog.
Okay, hot dog indeed.
Okay.
Yeah, man, this one is a...
Don't worry, you'll probably hear it coming out of the break.
Maybe so.
But Kid from Kid and Play came out. He did a set to headline Ticket Stock, and that was awesome last year. Well, he also...
I texted him before saying, man, this would be a pretty good idea, and then I really didn't hear anything. I got the, yeah, sure. And that was it.
Because I remember talking to you before, and you're like, I don't know if he's, like, done anything with it.
Right.
Like, he's a pro, but also, like, he's just rolling in, and it's kid. Yeah. So, like, how much did he do? So let's see how you guys did together last year.
Hey, you know what? I think the band was a little nervous, too, because that is so fast.
Yeah.
And then you could hear him say,
yeah.
That's when he told them, slow it down, and then they got to the right speed because they came in hot.
Working with a pro.
I almost passed out when he started. I was like, I'm floating. And what he wanted to do when we went through it, he said, hey, just kind of give me the last words. I'll sing along with me. And it's kind of the old rap thing, because you see a lot of rappers on stage and the DJ or whatever is kind of rapping with them. And he said, if I get a little mixed up, just say the words with me. So I was like, I got you. So just keep going, because I got you. And, dude, that is something
that
I will never forget.
Like, that was incredible. Awesome.
Right before it started, I was like, I think I said, I'm freaking the blank out right now. Because, you know, like 14-year-old me would never imagine being on stage with this dude whose music I listened to growing up. And he's up there performing, man. That was really, really dope. This is it. Climbing up, my ass fall from the floor. After I'm done, I'll be sure to record. He made it, dude, alright? Just repeat. You know what? My feet were on the seat. It's a new one. My feet were on the seat.
Alright, that's enough.
That's pretty good, man. That's really good.
Yeah, that one's fun. Okay, so that was 2016.
That must have been the debut, because I remember us pinning that song at a restaurant, thinking, okay, this probably could work. And I love doing it. It's fun.
Upper Decker.
It just hit that crescendo, yeah, really, and all of a sudden at the end, it's a bottom out. But that's always a fun one to do.
Let's go to 2018, and this is one of my favorite ones that you've ever done. This is Donovan doing Electric Avenue.
Take a stop. What's happening?
You sure I'm not cursing at the beginning of this thing?
You guys want to take a trip with me?
Careful.
We're going to go down to Electric Avenue.
Come about like during What Today Doesn't Suck or something that, and you're just, all right, this is his birthday. You start singing it, like, okay, that may be fun to put out there. So,
and it's perfect to pick a song like this that everybody knows, everybody's heard, and it's a jam that everybody likes.
It is a jam.
Speaking of songs that everybody likes, now I told you that I had this song, and you sounded a little I would say, unconfident about how well it went. But let's take a listen to Donovan doing Thriller.
Oh, no. I thought this was bad.
What year is this?
Let me see. This is, I don't have a year on this one. I think it was 21, 22, somewhere in there.
No,
I think
it was before that.
Was it?
Okay.
Yeah. Because I only had 2020, 22, and 23.
The band sounds great, of course.
They always
they're great. They're awesome. Pretty bad for this one. But we did do the Thriller dance.
It's close to midnight. Something evil's lurking in the dark.
You're okay. Another moon. Can't compare yourself to MJ.
You see a sight that almost stops your heart. You try to scream, but terror takes the sound before you make it.
Getting a little out of my range right there. God, that band sounds amazing.
They're great.
You feel the cold hand. I wonder if you'll ever see the sun. Close your eyes and hope that this is just imagination. You hear a creature creeping up behind. You're out of time.
So we actually did the Thriller dance. It was me, Mino, Saroy, and we had like three different ticket chicks. And when we got to the breakdown, we had to go to Maniac's practice because they had to show us what they did as far as the Thriller dance goes. So
nice. That's awesome.
You won't be able to hear that, but we did have the breakdown and we did the dance in between. And that was fun. That's the first time I was like, I haven't danced in front of this crowd before. So, yeah, the breakdown, and we're all coming out, and we're doing the Thriller dance here.
Okay.
Yeah. No,
wasn't
right.
as bad as I thought.
That was fine. That was really good. All right. Let's get to last year, 20 and 24.
Never forget last year.
We had
Never,
some
ever.
New blood on the station. Yeah. New folks trying there, and this was their first swing at Ticket Stock and the Time Wasters.
Swing.
And
gonna miss.
Maddie. You were coming off of surgery.
That's true. I'd had surgery like 6 days before Ticket Stock last year on three hernias, and I could barely move.
Now, I don't know the name of the song that you did, to be honest
with
you.
It's by the Crash Test Dummies.
Well, let's listen to Matt McLaren do by the Crash Test Dummies.
Cannot project at all.
I think he was even holding his belly while he was up there singing.
He looked miserable.
Definitely in your range, though.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
that doesn't sound well. Wait till tomorrow.
Oh, well, there it is. I can only do low.
And here he is.
Now, you were hurt, man. I'm going to give you that excuse.
No, you played hurt last year, and it still sounded like I never heard that.
we had the cowboy doctor come out with the hat and everything.
It's funny, too, because I didn't take pain pills because I'm not a pain pill guy usually, but I took them for that surgery, and I think I've had a couple of beers.
No way. All right, one last one, and this was really cool last year.
Dude.
We had Kid from Kid and Play.
Yeah, this was awesome.
And we might want to watch out for cussies in this one. I don't think y'all
He did once, but it's toward the middle, so if we don't get that far, I think we'll be okay.
Yeah, we should be okay. But Kid from Kid and Play came out. He did a set to headline Ticket Stock, and that was awesome last year. Well, he also...
I texted him before saying, man, this would be a pretty good idea. And then I really didn't hear anything. I got the, yeah, sure. And that was it.
Because I remember talking to you before, and you're like, I don't know if he's, like, done anything with it.
Right,
like, he's a pro, but also, like, he's just rolling in, and it's Kid.
Yeah.
So, like, how much did he do? So let's see how you guys did together last year.
And you know what? I think the band was a little nervous too, because that is so fast.
Yeah.
And then you could hear him say,
yeah.
That's when he told him to slow it down, and then yeah. they got to the right speed because they came in hot.
Working with a pro.
I almost passed out when he started. I was like, I'm floating. And what he wanted to do when we went through it, he said, hey, just kind of give me the last words. I'll sing along with me. And it's kind of the old rap thing, because you see a lot of rappers on stage and the DJ or whatever is kind of rapping with them. And he said, if I get a little mixed up, just say the words with me. So I was like, I got you. So just keep going, because I got you. And, dude, that is something
that
I will never
great,
forget.
Like, that was incredible. Awesome.
Right before it started, I was like, I think I said, I'm freaking the blank out right now. Because, you know, like 14-year-old me would never imagine on stage with this dude whose music I listened to growing up, and he's up there performing, man. That was really, really dope.